Headline, Herald Doctrine of Baha'ism. Sunday, April 28, 1912. Washington, D.C. Publication, Washington, D.C. Herald. Abdu'l-Bahá in Washington, D.C. Doctrine of Baha'ism. To the editor, in an answer to the remarks of Reverend Dr. Easton, printed in yesterday's Herald, I wish to say that Baha'is do not care for doctrinal controversies, but for unity through love. The true historic Jesus Christ laid the basis for that union, but dogmaticians prefer controversies. Baha'is do not put any man in the place of God, nor do they believe in the dangerous Orthodox Trinity dogma. To me, the Lord Christ is the only mediator between a macrocosmic God and a world of evolving and involving microcosmic children of God. But all true prophets of whatever religion are in line with Christ, to realize the oneness of God with Christ and of Christ with all prophets, and of all children of God, whatever race or religion, with the Heavenly Father, is the mission of Baha'ism. True Christians are true Baha'is, whether they call themselves Baha'is or not. Baha'ism is not a new religion, but it is a true religion renewed. It is synthetic and syncretistic, as Christianity will be whenever it is at its highest spiritual culmination. To everyone who gets in touch with this irresistible world movement of Baha'ism, the Spirit of the Lord Christ becomes more powerful because of the non-sectarian universality it breathes. Christ said, "He that is not against us is for us." To call upon Christians to arraign themselves against Baha'ism means to do so without the authorization of Christ and in opposition to his principle of unity through love. To such disturbers of religious progress, Christ says, "He that is not with me is against me." What the world needs and Baha'i's endeavors to aid in is getting away from superstition, fear, anthropomorphism, and ecclesiastical system building, and the acceptance of the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of men, i.e., all men, not only those for our own narrow circle, so that finally God may be all in all. H.P. Haller, President, Oriental University.